Hello, hi, and welcome back to another episode of Bob Talks. This is episode 7, and we're officially running 3 full months since I started this podcast, which is 1/4 of a year and personally a huge milestone for me. And I couldn't think of anyone else than you guys to celebrate that occasion with, all 20 of y'all, okay, who loyally reshare every episode I put up and give me feedback for it and constantly push me to go further with this idea. Y'all are the real ones and you know who you are. So thank you so, so, so much. Well, I haven't been the most consistent podcaster for so many reasons that I don't want to get into the details of. But briefly to say, I did not understand the challenges of being a solo podcaster. By that, I mean, when I started off on Instagram 3 months ago, especially Instagram, which is a fully visually driven platform, nobody told me that no one's going to sit and listen to 10-15 minutes of just you talking. So, and I didn't sit and plan every single detail of it. I knew I had an idea, so I just took the plunge and, you know, see where it took me. But currently, it's like that auto ride that we all get into at some point in our lives, where the driver says he's taking a shortcut and takes you through some shady fucking route, and you don't know where it's headed to, so you're mapping it. I don't even have that safety net to fall back on, okay? So I'm just really hoping he takes me to my destination without charging me extra at this point. So this journey has been pretty much like that, but it's also been rewarding in so many ways. Anyway, I thought I'll just pop in, you know, once in a while to check up on how y'all are doing and how the city is doing. The other day, I was reading in the newspaper about how Bangalore is apparently the only Indian city with the least number of restrictions during the pandemic at this given point in August, which is really cool because it's very nice to know that people's lives are slowly crawling back to normalcy. But at the same time, it's super essential for us, you know, because it's very easy to get carried away once things seem like they go back to normal and we just lose ourselves in that moment. But obviously, it's really essential to be careful. And I've been noticing that things are going back to normal because the other day I stepped out for a drive to just take my mind off things towards the airport road. You know, the autos are back, the BMTCs are back, the cars are back. Pretty much every fucking thing is back on the roads and there was so much traffic. So much traffic, bro. Who the fuck? I mean, like, where are you all going to? Who's catching flights right now and what the fuck is happening? Seriously, why is nobody telling me? Is there something that everybody knows that I don't? Yeah, and in a way, it is nice to see that the spirit of the city is coming back. But what the fuck, guys? What the fuck? And speaking of things, you know, kind of going back to normal, there's a very ironic perspective to the same thing that a lot of places that we all grew up around are shutting down. And I'm pretty sure most of you all have read about it. Most of you all have heard from it from your friends or seen social media posts about it. But it's nothing short of a heartbreak and I don't know how to react to it. I think it all happened one after the other with Koshi shutting down, Veena store shutting down, Vidyarthi Bhavan, Bob's Bar, Plan B, and I'm sure more are to follow. These are spots that gave the city its identity in the last 30 to 40 years or even longer for some. So much so that some of us found our own identity while growing up around these spaces, you know. And I don't know if there's something that we can really do about it, can we? Because it's the kind of normal we're going back into. I was just talking to my friends and we were really worried that we're probably going back into a Bangalore that most of us might not recognize, which was one of the most bittersweet things I've ever heard. And I don't know if there's any way of reviving these spaces. But if you guys do have some thoughts on this, please let me know because I'm very interested in like pushing this topic further, you know. I just want to know what everyone actually thinks. Are these just spaces to you or do you feel like the closure of this is really like an end of an era that I'm making it out to be? In the series of childhood memories, the IPL is starting soon, which is super exciting for me. You know, the IPL, Bangalore and I share a very dicey relationship. And I can't reveal more information about this. I just think it's a very... I can't say anything more about it. But I'm very excited that it's starting soon. Because, I mean, it's obviously been such an important part of our summer holidays. It's brought on like full festive energy only. And especially our days with cricket attacks and trading cards. And it was such a fun time, bro. It was such a simple time. All you had to worry about was coming back home in time and watching the match with your family. And not falling asleep before it got over. Which is that's it. That's all life should be about. And I feel like we'll be getting that experience since we have to just watch it on TV this year. But the experience of watching it in Chinnaswamy goes without saying is an unparalleled experience. You know, that moment where you're in the stadium and howling, and that moment when the match gets over and everybody is just out on the streets in MG Road like late at night. It's just such a happy feeling. And IPL was the only season that when you walk into any restaurant or bar in those 2 months, you're not leaving without downing two pitchers, howling at the top of your voice and finishing the match. Even if you're not a big fan of the IPL, you'll sit through the match. The atmosphere is so electrifying, and man, I'm going to really miss that. But I hope that this kind of brings some good kind of entertainment and drama back into our lives, you know, and may the best team win. And that's all I have to say, guys. I don't want to talk about this topic further. Anyway, I guess that's what I have from my end. Just some news and opinions and wanting to check up on you guys and how y'all are doing, because I see so many of y'all are fucking killing it, because so amazing to be connected at a time like this. And I really see the kind of hard work and effort that so many of y'all are putting into things that you love. It's just such an inspiring space to be in. So I just hope we continue inspiring each other, and I wouldn't be doing this without you, Bob. And I cannot thank you enough for that. So stay safe, stay healthy, keep killing it, and I'll see you soon.